But we're counting.
Okay, today's daf is Tezayin. Again, we start in the very bottom of Tezavah from the base. In the sugyos of Lashon Hara. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Kol milsa dimis amri bi apim maroi, les be mishum lishna bisha. It seems to be that anything that you would say in front of the person you're speaking about, if you would say it to his face, you wouldn't have an issue of Lashon Hara, which I guess, I mean, I don't know. Why? Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, no, that's on the contrary. He says, Kol shekein chutzpah vilishna vishna. Not only is it Lashon Hara, you're also bim mechutzah, because just because you said it in front of somebody, plenty of people would have to, you have the gall to say something like that, it's going to be chutzpah, and it's going to be Lashon Hara. Amar le, so Rabba says to Abaye, you know, Rabba, ki Rabbi Yossi sirile. I hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Rabbi Yossi says, mi yamai, lo amarti dover, the chazarti lachorai. In my lifetime, I never said something and then turned around. Meaning, I never said something and then checked, and then had to check to see whether that person was there or not. I never would say anything, right, look at Rashi. Chazarti lachorai, lir'os, mi ya'amor lachorai. I never looked to see who was there. Because anything I've said, I would have said in front of the subject. Right? Alma lav lishna bisha chashiva. It must be the coin to Rabbi Yossi. That's not Lashon Hara. It's going to be machlokes over here is what the halachas of Lashon Hara are. Lishna achra, shimbo'u ha-bailim v'amru lama marta kain. Another way to say it is that the bailim came to me and said, why did you say this? Lo charzarti bi lo mar lo amarti el b'fnei hodeiti. I never denied it. I always admitted it. Seems to be machlokes abaye and rava as to whether or not you would say the thing in front of the person or not. That would be Lashon Hara. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, so here we have, there's a four-way machlokes, how to explain this. Ko milsa dimis amra bi'apit klasa. Anything that is said in front of three, less famous shum lishna bishna, does not considered Lashon Hara. My timer, what's the reason? Chaver the chaver yisle, v'chaver the chaver chaver yisle. Because everyone, you know, everyone going to talk, if it's in front of three, it's public. This is a misnomer, as people take this as being a heter to say Lashon Hara in front of three people. That is not the halacha. The Chafetz Chaim is clear that that is not his halacha. The Rishonim are clear that that's not the halacha. First, they qualify the statement. First, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dimis Amri b'apei tlosa. He says, Shehabailim amru b'fnei gimel. I mean, the person who the information is being said about, he himself says in front of three. So if he says in front of three, that could be indicative of the fact that he doesn't care that it's going out. Rashi says specifically, Shehabailim amru b'fnei gimel. Hamigala also in Lashon Hara. So if the Bailam is in front of three, and then one of those people then repeated it, that's not Lashon Hara, because the Bailam expects it to be repeated. Right? Shazegilat chila daito, because this, the Bailam, it was Megala das, in Megala also in a chol chishn made the yad of the sofa ligolos. He knows it's going to be revealed. That's one sheet in Rishonim. If you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, kol milostim is amri be'apit lasa. So the first person says it in front of three. Okay, so he violates Lashon Hara, right? If one of those three people then goes ahead and repeats it, it's not going to say Lashon Hara, so that's going to so it seems to be here that it's a third, what the first person violates it. And there are other shittas in Rishonim. But the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Beis says, Umasha nimsur heter v'divrei chazal lom rifnei shlosha. This heter, apparently, that you find, the same for the three, he says, number one, he quotes here, hainu bedavar she'enu g'nai gomor. It can't be a complete g'nai, as other sheets as we've shown him in the Tosos. It can't be a g'nai gomor. I mean, it's really clear that it's g'nai. But it has to be v'adivor shelo yishlo shnei ponim. It could be interpreted one or two ways. The inyan kazeh yaduah shetel lefiyah dibor. It all depends on how you say it, right? Asher omer oso masaper isipuro bezehi tiru chazal omer b'fnei shlosha. That you can say in front of three if there's a way you can interpret it to be good. He says, that's one shita. He gives examples. And he says, yesh omrim. Now he's quoting, this is the Rabbeinu Gershom. If one says something bad on his friend in front of three, after who avar b'vadin each lashon hara, even though he violates lashon hara, afa pikenim echad mishlosha shishama davar siper achak lachem, that one of the three who heard it then repeats it, they don't violate lashon hara. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom. To repeat it. The first guy violates it, but the second guy wouldn't. Then he quotes...
The loser's out already.
Yeah, basically. The end of it, he said, then he quotes Rashi. He says, talking about the person himself who says it. And at the very end, he says, you know, there's so many possible ways that you can violate it. It's heter is so impossible to come by. You can't, to be so much on the heter, you can't do that.
So to put it simply, a journalist who breaks a story about somebody's personal life is for sure...
Yes. So journalism is a major...
But the person who then talks about it after it's been read...
Could be, according to some shittos, according to one interpreter. Right. The Gadlus of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Rosenwein from YU said, he said, the Gadlus of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim is greater than the Sefer of Mishneh Berurah. He says, the Mishneh Berurah, you can see somebody figuring out. You have all the Svarim in front of you. It's tremendous. Yeah. You have all the Svarim in front of you. You have the Shulchan Aruch as the base text. You know all the shittos near Chodim, and you put it together as a compendium, which is tremendous. Right. What God does in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim is he created another area of halacha. He took everything. There was no other Sefer before that. There are memoirs of Chazal all over the place. He put it together and made a Sefer Halacha. So that's what the tremendous godless of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Okay, now we're going to move. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, the Babel, he says, "My Dixiv, what is the pasuk that says, Mivarech Re'ehu B'kol Gadol, B'boker Hashkeim Cholotei Chashavlo? If you bless your friend with a big noise in the morning, he's going to get a klal, the friend will be cursed at the end. What does that mean? Could go into Mikla Lushbisa, a person was invited to stay by somebody's house, he did a great job hosting him. Right? The next day he sits in the marketplace. For Amar, he says, God should bless so-and-so, who was my host. Because this is what he did for me. So now everyone says, ooh, wow, look at this host. He says, and people here, and they're going to go and be ma'anis him. So Rashi goes, Tup Shah wasn't ma'anis him. Rashi says, either number one, that means now the people are going to know that he has a lot of money, they're going to go rob him, or people say, oh, he's a good host, and they're going to go, purposely go to him, and they're going to, you know, take all, you know, lose all his money. Tani Rav Dimi Achuda Rav Sifra.
What was the curse?
The curse is he's going to lose all his money.
Right,
he's going to lose all his money. So the blessings are turned into a curse. Tani Rav Dimi Achuda Rav Safas, Rav Dimi, the brother of Safas, says, La Olamai Yisapar Adam Tovasa Shachavero, you should never speak about the good of your friend. Rashi says, Yosem Medai, too much. You shouldn't speak too good about somebody. Because once you start praising somebody too much, they say, oh, but you should know there's always going to be, by the way. You know, I'm just saying. No offense intended. Right? Nothing ever good came after those words. Just saying, no offense. Some say that it wasn't Rav Dimi who said this din, but this was a mice that came out. Right? Rav Dimi, Achud, Rav Safra, Chalash. Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra, became sick. All Rav Safra Lishayu Ebe. So his brother came to see how he's doing. Amr Luhu, so Rav Dimi says to him, Tesi Li, I should get schar, the Kaimi called Amr Rabbanan. I was Mekayim all the words of the Rabbanan. Amr Le, really? You are? It's a very strange story. Hi, my Kayamad, all of my Safra, all the Tavasa Shafer, we talk to Tavasa Shafer, Gunuso. Were you Mekayim inside this concept that you shouldn't speak too highly of people? Because of the fact that you speak too highly of people, either from you or someone who's listening is going to end up saying something derogatory? Amalei lo shamilei. I never knew that. The ihavi shamilei. And if I did know that, then kayamte. I would have been mekayimit. So just don't speak too much. Similar lechach mashtika. Don't speak too much about people. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Right, there's that quote that's credited to Eleanor Roosevelt. It's not necessarily from Eleanor Roosevelt. That you know what?
Probably not.
Right. That great people speak about ideas. It's given to Eleanor Roosevelt. Great people. So it's definitely not either of them, right? Great people speak about ideas. Small people speak about things, and smaller people speak about other people. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar of Yonasan, he says, Al Shiva Dvarim Negoyim Boyim. Saraz comes to court for three Averos. We only know one, because that's where our kids come home from school, by Parshas Tashri Metzora. But the Memra that's quoted is seven. There's seven ideas why Saras comes. Alashon Hara, Shichas Damim, Shua Shah, False Shuas, Gil Arayas, Agassus Ruach, which is Gaiva, Al Gezel, and Theft, Al Tsaras Ayin, someone being, stingy. So I had now quote the seven things and give the seven sources for him. The sources sometimes are hard to figure out what they mean, but Alashon Hara, having Alashon Hara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, doesn't quote Tajri Matzor, it says, Milashneva Seser Eyu Oso Atzmitz, the one who speaks in secret about his friend, for him, I'm going to be atzmitz. What's atzmitz? If you look at the targum of muchlat, In Tazria Mitzora, he says the word atzmitz, means the person is going to be set aside, like a mitzora is put aside. Ashrichas Damim, when it comes to Shrichas Damim, Dechsev, so it says, so this is after Yoav ben Tzruya kills Avner ben Ner, kills him. So David HaMelech curses Yoav, and he says, Al Yikares v'peis Yoav zav u'mitzora. Right, so he says that he could curse him that he should be a mitzora, right, for killing. Now Shua Shav, this is the most difficult one. Dechsev, so this is the story of Gehazi, Elisha, and Naaman. Right, Naaman has tsaras. Elisha cures his tsaras. Naaman wants to give him you know, compensation, remuneration. Elisha says no. His Talmud Gehazi runs after Naaman and says, no, you should give me, He told me to give me. He comes back. Elisha says to him, where'd you get this from? Where were you? Elisha knows. He goes, I was somewhere else. Turns out he was a Naaman. He curses him. He becomes a Mitzora. So where does it say that there's Shua Shav here? But the pasuk says, Iksiv Vayomer Naaman. Naaman says, Ha'el kach ki karim. Uksiv tzaras Naaman tibakucha. So it says, Naaman says to Gehazi, Ho'el kach ki karim, meaning, the Gemara interprets it, that means that Naaman says, swear to me that Elisha sent you to collect money, because he told me no, and he swears, and then afterwards not, he gets tzaras. Valgili Arayas, how do you know that Gili Arayas gets tzaras? It says, this is when Paro took Sarah. It says, Vayinigo, Hashem has Paro, Negayim. Hashem, Mitzrayim, Paro with Negayim. Agassus Ruach, in holiness. It says, by Uziyahu. Uziyahu, Melch Yehuda, was a great king, and he went to his head, and he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol as well. And he went in to bring the Ketores, and he broke out with tzaras, the pasuk says, ubiches kaso gavo libo ad lashchis vayimo mal b'Hashem ve'tzaras zarcha b'metzcho. He got libo, and he got tzaras. Vela gezel, and a gezel gets tzaras. The pasuk says, this is by the goyim of the house. What happens is you have to take all the stuff out of the house. If pinoy is a bias, it says if a sivu ekohen the pinoy is a bias. So Tana, we learn in this pasuk. Who kanas mamunch in shlo? He took into his house money that's not his. He stole. So that what we do, mida kenegamida, yavo the kohen the fazer mamono. So kohen take all his money out of his house.
It's actually the opposite. You empty the bais to save everything.
I hear. This is a different drasha. V'altzorus ayin was I mean for being stingy, right? The pasuk says the ksiv that parsha says as well. Uba asher lo habayis. It says asher lo habayis. V'tanu the Rabbi Shmuel. Mishim Yuchad Beisolo. Someone has his house and only uses it for himself, not for other people, not for generous, and letting other people come in.
Didn't we learn elsewhere that Tzaras is only among Yidden, that it's a spiritual?
Yeah, so it comes for these.
Every
Duchen.
Among the general had Tzaras.
Right. So he got hit with the spiritual thing as well. It must be, according to that. Right, we say that it's in Tzvar and Brachas it talks about. It. We say between the
Dukhanim. This one over here, the house gets the leprosy. I understand.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
It's not him.
Right, but Tzaras is coming, but right. It's still a punishment. Right. Right. Okay, the Gemara says, "Ani, is it really true?" The Gemara says, "Is it really true that Tzaras comes because of lashon hara?" Meaning when Tzaras comes because of lashon hara, that Tzaras is a kapara for lashon hara. We're going to quote things that says there's other things that are kapara for lashon hara. Ani v'amar anani bar sason lama nisnecha parshas big tikkun leparshas karbanos. Why is the parsha of the clothing of the kohen connected, juxtaposed to the parsha of the karbanos? Lo melecha to teach you ma karbanos mekaprin. Just like the karbanos provide atonement for sins, af big tikkun mekaprin. So to big tikkun provide atonement for certain sins. What are those? Ketones mekaparos hashvichos damim. The ketones, the cloak is atones for murder. They exiv vayitvlu es haketones bedam. That's when by Yosef they took the cloak and they dipped it in the blood. So there is a remez l'asilavo that the ketones is going to be mechaper on dam on shrichos damim. Mechnasai mechaper on gilu arayas. The pants are mechaper on gilu arayas. They exiv. It says vasei lahem mechnasei bad lichasos pesar erva. The pants cover the erva. That's what's there for. Mitznefes, which is the hat. That provides atonement for those who are hoardy. That something that's high at the top should come and give kapara for somebody for something that you put yourself high and mighty above others. Abnes mechaperas on hear or leave. Right, so the belt is mechaper on hirurim. Ahecha de Isa, because that's where you put the belt. That's exactly where you put the belt. The belt is put underneath the heart. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down, he brings down that the belt was woven or tied 32 times, which is the gematria of Lev, so maybe that's something to do with it. Choshen, so the Choshen, which is the breastplate, is Mechaper al Hadinim. That's Mechaper of people, perversions of justice. The Ksiv, Vasisa Choshen Mishpat, of justice. Ephod Mechaper al Vodazara. The Ephod is Mechaper al Vodazara. The Ksiv, this is an interesting one, this is the Pasuk that after the Chorban of Bayis and Gos Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Hosea, Ki Yamim Rabim Yishvu B'nei Yisrael, people at the B'nei Yisrael are going to split for many days, sit for many days. Ein Melech, not a king, Ein Tsar, Ein Zevach, Ein Matzevah. They're not going to have Zevach, they're not going to have Matzevah, they're not going to have Ephod or Trophim. So Trophim is the same word used by Rachel when she stole the Trophim from Lavan. So they're interpreting Trophim as being Ein Ephod and Trophim. It's not really the Pashas of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is giving a list of things that since we're in Golos, we're not going to have, which seems to be the Trophim is something that's like, if you're not going to have Korbanos, you're not going to have an Ephod, you're not going to have Trophim. So it doesn't seem like Trophim, the Pashas of the Pasuk, is something bad. It just means something that we're going to miss. But the Chazal take the word Trophim, and I think because of the word Trophim by Rachel, they say, Ein Ephod, then you're going to have, if you don't have the Ephod, then you're going to have Trophim, you're going to have Avodah Zara. And it says, the Me'il, the code is Mechaper Lashon Hara, that's Mechaper Lashon Hara, Amar Karish Baruch Hu, the Me'il has bells, so it makes noise. So Yavo, Dover Shevakol, the item, the one item that has noise, V'yichaper al-maisekol, and he should be Mechaper on the thing that was loud. The Lashon Hara is, you have to speak it out loud, so that's going to provide the kapara, and so that's going to be the kasha. What are you talking about? I thought that tsaras is mechaper on Lashon Hara. Tzitz mechaper on maisei oze panim. The tzitz is going to be mechaper on people who are brazen, right? Azus panim. Ksiv hacha, it says by the tzitz, v'haya al metzach Aaron, from the forehead, the metzach of Aaron. The ksiv hasam, it says there, which is somewhere near Miyo, when I guess the Navi is yelling at Bnei Yisrael for their brazenness, it says, Umetzach isha zona ha-yolach. You have the brazenness of a prostitute, right? We say in Al-Chayt, Azus Metzach, we're talking about. So that's why it's Mechaper. So you have this kasha now about what is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Is it Saras, or is it Demi'il? And the kasha is for other ones also, seem to. So he says, lo kasha, there's no stira. Ha, the hanu ma'asav, the ha, the lo anu ma'asav. Depends on whether or not he was successful. The whole point of Lashon Hara, the point of Lashon Hara is to make the person feel bad, or to create katata, or put yourself higher. So if you were successful in your Lashon Hara, what does that mean? He says, Gemara says, Ihanu Masav, if you created katata, if you created discord, then Asa Negayim Aleh, then your kapara is going to be Negayim. Ilo Hanu Masav, if you said it, and no one listened, or everyone discounted you, or nothing came of it, then it's a smaller idea, I guess, and Me'il, the Me'il is Mechaper. Right, that's what it seems to be. That's what Rashi says. Tosos points out, he says, Tosos Ahanu Maisav, he quotes Rashi, like about a third of the way down, he says, Veloni Yira. I don't think that's right. Shreid Masecha Shavuos Omer Dal Kol Averus Acherim Net Nishanim Aleihem Im Yish B'yodom Limchos. The Aim B'yodom, people are going to, so he says, what was the question again? Oh, he says, over here, pay, we go, pay, Rashi says, let's go to Rashi first, sorry. Ahanu Maisav. Look at Rashi. He says, Shinikotu Ayoto. So if Ikasha, Milo Mosiv Le Mishvichos Dam and the Gila Rice. Shvichos Dam and Gila Rice are also a stira. Because we said, we gave, which it seems to be a contradiction between our previous Brysa and this Brysa, right? The Kamrla El and the Goyim Boimalay. And we said previously that the Goyim come before Gila Rice and Shvichos Damim. And here it says that Big Dekahuna Mechaper these items. So he's terrified. He answers the hard to the big nekuhuna mechaprim lava lady day ela chayrim shayodon ne nashim. He says the big nekuhuna are mechaprim not for him but for other people. What does that mean? The b'shvichus dam ksiv ki adam hu yachnif ubegila rayis. It says vatitma arts with kodav analeh. When you do gila rayis, when you do shvichus damim, it causes a spiritual perversion in the land, and so other things are going to happen to other people. So he says that's what. So the kapara for you is the. The kapara for you is the tsaras, but the big dekuna help for the other people that they won't be punished because of what you did. Tosha says he doesn't like that. He says below nihira shari masecha shvus amar da'al veiros achem ne nashim aleim inish b'dim milchos ve'imen yadam milchos afilu yizil rais shuchadam inam ilo. He says why would someone else be punished for what you did? The only reason why someone else would be punished for what you did if they had the opportunity to protest and they didn't. But if they didn't have the opportunity to protest, just because you did an Aveira, why should they be punished? He says, so Tosafot says that the answer of Ahani Masav, Alo Ahani Masav, applies to Gila Raisa Shvichos Damim as well. So what does that mean? So if you go down a couple lines, it says, V'od Yesh Mefarish, Tehai Demeshani, Hashas, bless you, Ahad Ahanu Masav, Had Lo Ahanu Masav, Kain Namish Shvichos Damim, Gila Raisa. V'hochi Perusho, Ahanu Masav, what does it mean Ahanu Masav, by Shvichos Damim? It's Ahanu Kishaharag Mamish, when you actually did kill, when you actually killed. The Allah, if you actually murdered, ain't big dekun mechaprim. You don't. That, it's not big dekuna. It's the negayim. There has to be a case where you can't get capital punishment. We'll see that in the Gemara soon, right? But lo hanu masa. What does lo hanu masa mean? Hikon shelo harig mamish. We didn't literally kill. El shehilbim efechavei baravim. You embarrass somebody. So if you embarrass somebody, it's tantamount to killing, but it's not actual killing. So the kapara for that is the big dekuna. The kaimalan kolamabim efechavei baravim kila shofek tamim. V'alzeh big dekun mechaprim. Hen kila iris mamish. Gilarayas, that if you do actual Gilarayas, then that's the Taras. What's if Lo Hanu Masav? So quotes the Gemara, like the children of Bnei Eli. Bnei Eli didn't. It says that they slept with the women. They didn't literally sleep with the women. What they did is they didn't allow the pregnant women to offer up their karbanos, to allow them to go back to their husbands. They delayed their tahara. So that's Lo Hanu Masav when it comes to Gilui Arayas. And that would be the, so the question is whether the machlokas is whether the answer of a hanu masav below a hanu masav applies only locally to the lashon hara, Rashi, or applies to the other stiros in the, of the, between the brisos, that's Tosos.
What's a kapara today since we don't have any?
Do tshuva. Okay. Next. V'ha'amr of simul, so now the Gemara says, amr of simul, amr of Yeshua ben Levi, shnei dvarim lo matin lehem karbanos kapara. There are two items that we, two averus, that there's no kapara legabe karbanos. The davar acher matin lehem kapara. They have kapara for something else. So what are those? Shvichos damim lashon hara. So we can have another story. Shvichos damim is a murderer in lashon hara. Shvichos damim doesn't have kapara by karbanos. It has kapara by egla rufa. Right? In lashon hara, victorious. Lashon hara gets kapara by the victorious. Wait a second. We just said lashon hara is the meal. Lashon hara is the saras. What's going on? So the ksiv, because the pasuk says that by itin as a victorious by chaper al ha'am, it says that the victorious will come and give kapara for the nation. Return to be Rabbi Shmuel al makatorus mechaperes. What is the victorious provide atonement for? Al lashon hara, for lashon hara, because Amar Kodesh Baruch Hashem says yavo dover shabachashai, something that's going to take something that is done in secret and inside, v'yichaper ol maise chashay, and shemichaper ol maise that is done in secret, which is people usually say, hey, you want to hear a story? It's usually done secretly. So the Gemara says, kash shvichos damim, shvichos damim, kash lashon hara, lashon hara. We have a steer between shvichos damim, which before, right before we say, here we say it's the egla rufa, and before we said it was the, what did we say it was before? For it was the ketonus, I think, right? It was the ketonus. Yeah, vayitlu the ketonus bedam. And again, lashon hara also is a steer in the brisos. So the Gemara says shvichos damim, shvichos damim lekasha. Had the yodam adekatli, had the loyodam adekatli. Depends whether you know who the killer is or not. Egla rufa specifically when we don't know who the killer is. If we know who the killer is, then it's the ketonus that would be mechaper. Gemara says, wait a second. The yodam adekatli. If we know who the murderer is, bakatolahu. It's a capital offense. We should be killing him. He says, no. It's bemazid. It was somebody who killed bemazid. Below Asrbe, but we didn't have the proper warning. All that, as Rabbi Leibowitz says, in order to be chayav misa midoraisa, you got to be a real fool. Someone has to say, you should know that what you're doing, if you do it, it's going to be chayav misa. And he says, yeah, I know. Nevertheless, I'm going to do the action. So that's how you become chayav misa. So it doesn't really happen that often. He says, lashon hara lo kasha, lashon hara is also not a stira. Ha bitzina. Habit for Hesia depends whether you said the Lashon Hara quietly. Rashi says the Machish Chashai. That's a Masich Chashai. That the Ketoros is Mechaper. Habit for Hesia. If you said it out loud, then you need the Meil. That's Meil. And if it was Ahani Maisov, then it would be the Tsaras. Okay. Boi Minei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nadav. Just wanted to say I heard a shot from Simon Wolf. From Mape Chemesh, who says the Tsaras comes on seven items, and he gives a list of the seven items. Right, the list of seven was, Lashon Hara. The Tsaras comes because Lashon Hara, because Damim, Shvu Shav, Yilarayis, Gasas Ruach, Gezel, Tsaras Ayin, all these things. He says, what's the common thread? Why these things? What's the common thread? So he thought that the common thread might be all these seven things where someone takes himself and puts him above his place. He goes beyond where he's supposed to be. He's only supposed to be here, and he goes beyond Shvichas Damim, he goes beyond himself. Who's the judge? Who's supposed to be determine life or death? It's Kadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to Shavua Shav, that's one hard one. Gila Rais, you're supposed to be with one person, and you're with another person. Gassus Ruach, you're haughty. You're above and beyond. Lashon Hara also. What's Lashon Hara? You're supposed to be in a certain place. You're not satisfied with that place. The whole purpose of Lashon Hara is to put the other person down to make yourself feel higher. And that's why the punishment for Tzaras is Badad Yashav. You have to go outside. We put you down. So we thought the common thread between all those seven, you have to work it out, is this idea. Also, Tzaras Ayin. Tzaras Ayin is you're stingy. You're not supposed to be stingy. You're supposed to be host people, bring people in. You're going beyond where you're supposed to be, so therefore we take you out for the tzaras. Okay. Ba'yimine Rabbi Shmuel, first line on the base. Ba'yimine Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav mi Rabbi Chanina. Yes, Rabbi Chanina of Amrile, and some say Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav Chasnei, the Rabbi Chanina Mechanina. Some say Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav, who is the
son-in-law.
Right, the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina from his father-in-law Rabbi Chanina of Amrile, and some say Mei Rabbi Shuvan Levi. It was from Yeshua and Levi. Man ishtana mitzorah she'amar Torah badad yishav mechus l'machem moshevah. Why is the mitzorah different from all other tameim? Anyone else who becomes tamei doesn't have the punishment of sitting outside the machaneh. So he says, hu hivdil ben ish l'ishto ben ish l're'eyu l'fi chamar Torah badad yishav. He creates discord amongst man and wife, amongst his friends. He's creating discord. You should know what he said about you and what he did. He's creating discord. So he separates man from man. So we separate him. The Torah Bad Yashav, he has to set outside, so he because he's separate. Amar Yehuda ben Levi, man ishtana mitzorah she'amar Torah yavish ditzi porim taraso. Why is the mitzorah, who says besides his regular kabbonos, has to bring two birds for part of his tahara process? Right? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, who osim maitza patit? He tweeted. He was chirping like the birds. So lifichach amar Torah yavish korban patit. Therefore, he has to bring a korban from items that chirp. No, if you tweet too much, you have to bring the korban that tweaks. Don't say so much. Tana Rabbana on the pasuk Mar says, "Lo sisna sachicha b'lavavecha." You may not hold hatred to your brother in your heart. Yochol, this might be even if I see him do an avera, and I want to give him rebuke. Lo yakenu, don't hit him. V'lo yastira, and don't hit him with your hand. V'lo yastira was him with the back of his hand. V'lo yikalenu, and don't curse him. Tamalomar, the parents perfect pasuk then says v'lovecha, that you just can't you can't hate him. Tamalovecha sinish b'li v'kasa b'daver. That's what's aser. But if you do other things derech tochacha, may not be so aser. You want to smack him around? If it's done the right way, that may not be aser. If I saw my friend doing something wrong, I have to rebuke him. Surely you should rebuke your friend. So you gave him rebuke and he didn't accept it. How you have to do it again? Right? Do it again. The Gemara says, maybe you should rebuke him even to the point of where you embarrass him in front of people. You should embarrass him. Tamil Omar, the pasuk therefore says, Lo sisal al chait. When you do the rebuke, you should not have a sin. Meaning, you should, if your person is going to be totally embarrassed by you rebuking him in front of a lot of people, you can't do it then because, as idea, you can't embarrass him. Right? Rashi says, right? Right? Rashi says, Panim mashtanin, right? She yochichu barabim lahalbim banav. Okay, Tanya. Amr of Tarfon, Tarfon says, Tamei ani, to wonder, im yesh bedor zeh, shemekaba tochecha. Is there anybody in this generation, his generation, imagine our generation, his generation, anybody who could accept rebuke, because im amr lo, if the person says to him, he says, tol kesam ibein shinecha, remove the toothpick, right, the pick from between your teeth, meaning, do tshuva from the smaller veer that you did, he retorts and says back to him, amr lo, Tol kol ribeinei necha. You should remove the beam from your eyes. You do much worse than me. Don't tell me. You should know what you did. So therefore, maybe not the best to give tochacha. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, temeini yesh bedor zeh sheyodei lochiach. I forget if you people who can accept it. I doubt there's anybody in this generation who can even give tochacha. Right? Quote that we quote from different people. He who has no sin, you know, should throw the first stone. That's not a Jewish source. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, "Meir ani alai shemayim baris, heavens and earth shall testify, shaharbei pa'amim laka akiva al yadi." Many times I used to get the rebuke Rabbi Akiva. Shaiti Kovel Alav from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Should be Shimon Rabbi Gamliel. I used to tell him. I used to complain about him to Rabbi Gamliel. Mar Rafa says I think because he was late. Because Rabbi Akiva used to chazer his learning would always come late. But Rabbi Akiva never said anything. Right? He says Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel Brebi. The Kol Shekein Shosati Bo'Avo. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva, every time I rebuked him, he loved me more. The Kayim Ashen Emar, that pasuk says, Al Tocheach Leitz Pen Yisanecha. Don't rebuke the Leitz because he's going to end up hating you. Hochach Lechacham V'Yavecha. If you rebuke the wise man, he'll turn to love you. By me, Rabbi Yehuda, Bereida, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. You have two choices. Tochacha Lishma. You can be Lishma to give proper rebuke to a friend, to your friend Hashem Shemayim. V'Anava Shelo Lishma. Chaminai Adifa. Or a person is going to not give tochacha, and he's doing it because he wants to look like an ana. I mean, like I'm a person, I can't give tochacha, but he's not doing that lishma. He just wants people to think that he's an ana. So which is better? Should I give the tochacha or don't give the tochacha? I don't know. I'm not sure I'm asking that question. So Amrlei, so Shimon Pazi says back to him, below modis, do you not admit the anava lishma adifa, that real anava is greater than tochacha? The Amar Mar, Anava Gedula Mikulam. Real Anava is the greatest of all Midos. And we also know that Shalolishma is a pretty good thing as well. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, she says, and Shalolishma Nam Yadifa, Shalolishma is also great. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo'olim Yasakad Amar Torah Mitzvah, Safa Pi Shalolishma, you should always do Torah Mitzvah, even Shalolishma, we talk Shalolishma, Balishma, because not Lishma comes Lishma. So, I don't know, he seems to be putting Shalolishma on the same plane as Lishma. I thought that Shalom Lishma is a lower level of Lishma, but you should still do it because eventually we'll come to Lishma. He's saying, no, another Shalom Lishma is just as great as another Lishma, and another Lishma is the greatest of all Midos, so therefore you shouldn't give the Tochacha. I would have said that the other way. Shalom Lishma just brings you to Lishma. Who says it's just as great? So that's, I don't know. Okay. I'm wrong, obviously. So we told Shalom Lishma, Bal Lishma. So Hechi Dami Tochacha Lo Lishma. So then I asked the question, what is considered rebuke Lishma and another Shalom Lishma? What's that case? So Rav Huna and Chia would learn in front of Shmuel. Amrei Chia Beirav, so Chia Beirav would say to Shmuel, Chazin Mar, Rebbe, he would tattle on his friend, Rebbe, the Kamitzarile. Rav Huna, he's hitting me, he's bothering me. So Kabile the Sula Mitzarile. You should tell Rav, so Rav Huna was Mekabel upon himself in front of Shmuel, so that he would no longer bother Chia Barav. And Basar did nothing, and after Chir left, Amr Leh, so Fun says to Shmuel, this is the reason why I bothered him, Hachi v'Hachi Avidli. I mean, I defended myself, he defended himself after he left. So Amr Leh, so Shmuel says to Rav Huna, Amai lo amarta lebi anpe. So why don't you tell that to him in front of his face? So Amr Leh, Rav Huna says to him, Chasli, Chalila for me, the lichzal zare de Rav Yodei, that the offspring, the son of Rav, should be embarrassed in front of me. So it was another shelo lishma. I don't know, maybe it was lishma. I don't know why it's lo lishma. So it was another shelo lishma, so therefore he didn't give tochacha about what this person was doing, and instead he didn't give tochacha because of this misplaced anava, or this soon-to-be-good anava. I don't know why it's shelo lishma. Okay. Ad heichan tochecha. Till when, what's the level that you have to give rebuke to somebody? If the person doesn't want to accept it, how do you have to keep giving them? Rab amar ahaka. You have to rebuke them up to the point where they're going to hit you. Shmuel amar ad klala. You have to rebuke them up to the point until they'll curse you. Rav Yochanan amar ad nazifa. And Rav Yochanan says you only can rebuke them up to the point where the chote is going to be upset or annoyed with you. If I give a rebuke, the person who's going to be given the rebuke up to is going to be annoyed with you, that's upset at you or angry at you, that is, you can't go that far. And Kitanai, and it's a machlokas Tanayim, because Kitanai, Rabbi Lezer Omer Ad Aka, Rabbi Shua Omer Ad Klala, Benazi Omer Ad Nazifa. Omer Rav Nachum Rav Yitzhak, Ushloshto Mikro Acha Darshu. And they all learn it out from the same pasuk. The pasuk they're learning out from is by that Shaul HaMelech was jealous by David, and he thought David was rebelling against him, and he wanted to kill him. And Yonasan, who was Shaul's son, and also David's best friend, he wanted to prevent his father from chasing after David, and Shaul found out. And the pasuk says, "Vayichar af Shaul beYonasan." He says to Shaul, and Shaul gets angry by Yonasan. "Vayomerlo ben avas hamardus, you're this rebellious son." Uksiv, and the pasuk continues, "Vayotol Shaul asachanit alav lakosav." He picked up his sword to hit him, and then because basically David, Yonasan is defending David to Shaul, and he's trying to, which is giving him rebuke, you shouldn't want to kill him, he's defending him, and Shaul gets angry up to the point where he worked out to hit him. So Laman the Amar Ahaka, the one who says that you have to give rebuke until he wants to hit you, Diksiv Lahakoso. Laman the Amar Adklala, Diksiv, Pasuk there says, Levashtecha Levoshes Ervas Ad Emicha, Imcha. He gives this curse that you should be, that Yonason should be embarrassed. Laman the Amar Azifa, until he gets angry, Diksiv Vayichar Av Shaul. Shaul got angry by Yonason. So 3 way Machlokas is up to what point. So when you give Tochacha, you have to be careful. You have to really be careful about it, because especially to the point, if you're going to embarrass the person, then the tochacha doesn't work. And also, if you're going to give tochacha about something, you better make sure that you're not doing the same thing that person is doing.
So are we learning that Yonatan overstepped the mark, that he went too far in...
He may have overstepped the mark when it came to giving tochacha.
Yeah.
Maybe. Ulaman da Amr Nazifa, but according to the one who says Nazifa, that it's up to get angry, Haksiv Hakala Klala, doesn't it say Hakala Klala? So what does he do with, what does he do with that? He says, Shani Hassam, there is different. Yonason loved David so much that he was moser his nefesh a little more to go above and beyond where he should have stopped. He was moser nefesh. He tried very hard to get Shaul to stop because of his love for David. Okay. Next, we said Ad Heichan, so again another Ad Heichan, until when? Ad Heichan lo yishana adu b'chsayin shlo. How far should a person go and not change the place of, you know, his lodging? Maybe stay in the Waldorf, better go back to the Waldorf again, right? You have to, you don't change where you stay, right? Rava Amar Ahaka, v'shmul Amar Achi yafshilu lo kelev acharov. Rava says that you can't leave your, when you come back again, you have to go to the same place, up to the point that the host would hit you. But Shmuel says, up to the point where the host will take your kelim and toss them out the window. I mean, even if he's really bothering you, but he's not hitting you, then he says you should go back to that place. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ba'akad yidei kuliyam lo pligi. If he's going to hit you, no one argues that you don't have to stay there. He's hitting you, right? Ba'afshalas kelim la'achara kuliyam lo pligi. If he's going to toss your stuff out the window, no one argues that you don't have to stay there. Ki pligi ba'akad didivisayu. If he's hitting the wife. Question is, whose wife? If he's hitting his wife, which makes it uncomfortable, or he's hitting your wife? So Rashi seems to say he's hitting your wife. So Mar Savar, so this is very difficult, according to Rashi, Mar Savar, Keva Dlidelo Mitsarle Manak Lemini. Since he's not hitting me, he's hitting my wife, doesn't bother me, so I could stay. According to the other sheet, he's hitting his wife, so that doesn't affect me. But the other one says, Umar Savar, the Utli Trude, it's very uncomfortable. He's hitting my wife, or he's hitting his wife, I don't need to stay there. That's a very uncomfortable situation. The Kol Kach Lama, and why do you have to stay in the same house? Why do I have to keep going back to the same host, right? The Amar Mar, because we learned Achsanai Pogim V'Nifkam. If you leave that host, it's going to be Pogim, the cover of the Baal HaBayis, and you. Because people are going to start talking about you and say that this is the type of person who can't get along with people, that he's going to leave the place that he typically goes to. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Minayin Shalo, Yishaneh, Adam b'achsanai shalom in the Torah. Hey, no, from the Torah, you're not supposed to change the place of where you always go to rest. Shenemar, the pasuk says by Avram. Avram says, "Vayelcha masam minegav abeis el ad makom asher hayasham olo b'tchila." He went back to the place of where he first pitched his tent. He went to the same place. Rabbi Yosi b'Rechanina Amar says from here. He says, "Vayelcha lemasav." He went on his journey. He went to the same places each time he went. So, my benai, what's the machlokas between them? Iku benai achsanai dakrai. It's on machlokas is whether or not if you went to an inn, you know, just once or twice. You know, it's not the permanent place where you always stay. So according to one who says that means you only have to go back to the achsanai that you always go to. According to the other one, it says it was every place along this journey. Any place you ever stopped, you'd have to go. You have to go back there because you don't want people speaking bad about you and the achsanai. I don't know if he's hitting his wife. I don't think it's a big deal to speak bad about him. Amar Rav Yochanan. How do you know you should go into your father's business? Right? He said, how do you keep the family business? Shemar, this pasuk says, by Shlomo HaMelech, who wanted to have somebody make the clay, the kelim, the clay, the choshes for the base of Megdash. It says, Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo, Melech Shlomo sends, Vayikach Eschiram Mitzor, he takes Chiram, Ben Isha Almana, who, he's the son of a widow, Mimatei Naphtali, he's from Naphtali, the Aviv Ish Tzori Chorish Nechavshes, his father is from Tzor, who can make copper utensils, and he brings him. The Amar Mar, And the master says, Imei mi beis Dan. The pasuk in Divrei Yomim says that his mother is from Shevet Dan. Uksiv, and it says by the making the cable of the base of the Mikdash, Uksiv ito Oholiyah ben Achasimach l'mate Dan. So one of the crafters of the Mishkan, the cable of the Mishkan, was Oholiyah, was from Dan. And this person also is from, who has lineage from Dan, he's also a craftsman. You see, keep the same in the family business. Ad Heichlan Tachlis Yisur. Again, that's here. That his mother is from.
That's the first ever heard that.
Yeah, I thought he was
the king
of.
Right. So. Ad Heichlan Tachlis Yisurin. So until when is Yisurin? I mean, what's going to be considered Yisurin that you get credit, I guess, for having Yisurin? So I'm a Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi says, Kol she'argalo begin lilbo she'imis kabalov. You go to the tailor and he doesn't do a good job. The pants don't fit. Right? That's Yisurin. Maskev, right? That Maskev or Zira. Rabbi Zira says, v'item or v'shul v'achmeni. No, that's not. You, even less than that. Kedolim yizu amru. It's a filim miskabnu limzog b'chamin. Mokl b'ksonein b'tsonein. Mokl b'chamin. Ta'ata mart kulehai. No, even if you wanted hot water and you got cold water, you wanted cold water and you got hot water, that's Yisurin. You don't have to go so far as to say that your clothing doesn't fit from the tailor. That's really Yisurin. Ma'abre Rabina Amar, no, afilu ne'apach lo chaluko. Even if your undershirt was inside out, that's also Yisurin. Rabba v'tema Rav Chizda v'tema Rav Yitzchak for Amar Levmasnis Satana, what's Yisurin? Afilu hoshi yodel kiss. You put your hand in your pocket, lito sholosh, you want to take out 3 coins. And he took out 2. Now you put your hand back in your pocket to get the third the third coin. That's Yisurin. But dafka sholosh v'olu biyodo shtayim. Only if you put in, you wanted to get 3 and you got 2. Avol shtayim v'olu biyodo sholosh. But if you wanted 2 and you took out 3, that's no. Lo, that's not Yisurim. The leker tirf l'mishayim. It's not a big deal to put your hand and drop it back in your pocket. So these small little things are considered Yisurim. So Gemara says, kol kach lama. So why do I need to know what's considered Yisurim or not? And the answer is, the Tanabe Rishmal, kol sha'opel of avrim in yom below Yisurim, ki bel olomo. If you go 40 days without any Yisurim, you should be afraid that you're getting all your schar in this world. The Marava Amri and Marava say, if you haven't gotten Yisurin in these 40 days, then something bad's going to come to happen to you. So these small things are considered Yisurin enough that you don't have to worry about getting all your schar in this world, and you shouldn't have to worry that maybe that Koranos is going to come to you. Tanya, Lord of the Elazar Gadol Omer, El Mali Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram Nitzav Yaakov Adin, had a Kodesh Baruch Hu treated Avram Nitzav Yaakov with straight judgment, Ein Yechol Ma'amu B'fnei Tochecha, they wouldn't have been able to withstand the rebuke. Shemar, the pasuk says, this is by Shmuel, which by the times of Shmuel, when they wanted to have a king, and Shmuel says, why do you want a king, basically? And he says to them, Vata hisyatzvu, now you should stand around me, v'eshavta itchem v'nei Hashem, and I'll judge you before Hashem, es kol tzidkot Hashem, all the righteousness of Hashem, asher asa itchem v'yes avoseichem. Right? V'avoseichem are Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and it says, kol tzidkot, so all the tzidkot that Hashem judged your forefathers. When Hashem didn't judge your forefathers with din, he judged them with tzedakah. Not sure why that price is here. Next, pasuk says, Zed dor dor shel mivakshe panecha Yaakov Sela, say that every Sunday, right, in the Shira. So what's dor dor shel? So pligabar v'yehuda nesiyah v'rabbanon. So v'yehuda nesiyah, which is the grandson of Rebbe, v'rabbanon, they have machlokes. No, v'yehuda nasi is v'yehuda nasi, no? Yeah, it's Rebbe Yehuda, right? The Rabban Chad Amar once says, Dor lefi aparnes. The generation basically follows the leader. The leader is good, generation is good, the leader is no good, the generation is no good. The Chad Amar, Parnes lefi Doro. And he says that the generation determines the greatness of the leader. So Lamai Hilchasa, what's the machlokas? Ilema lima aliusa, right? If it's because to see what, I explain it, what makes one great. The Mar Savar, Imali Dora Mali Parnes. If it's a righteous generation, you have a righteous leader. And Marsavar one says, Imali Parnas Mali Dora, if you have a righteous leader of a righteous generation, I don't know where we stand today, but at least in the United States, definitely don't have a righteous generation. I don't know, whatever. Ha'ika, what about the following? You have Tzidkiyahu, to have a Male, he was a great man, Vidari lo have a Male, but his generation was not. They were Rishayim. Veha, you also have Yehoyakim, to lo havimali, who himself was not a great guy, but Vidari havimali, but his generation was great, right? So the Gemara proves that Amar Yochanan Shur the Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shum Ben Yochai, Ma'adik Siv, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Bereshis Mamluchus Yo Yochim Melech Yehuda. So what is that? Over there, why is that Pasuk say Bereshis in that Pasuk? Bikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahachzir Olam L'Tov Avo. Because of him, because of Yoyakim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to return the world to Tov Avo, like Bereshis. B'shvil Yoyakim, came and Shasaka Vador, he looked at the generation, there were Tzadikim, Nisyashav Daito. He didn't want to do that. And then it says, also, Bikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahachzir Olam L'Tov Avo Mipnei Dorsh Tzkiyo. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn the world into Tov Avo because of the people in the generation of Tzidkiyo, but since the stock of Tzidkiyo, Nisyashav Daito, he was appeased. So it can't be the leader doesn't determine the generation doesn't determine the leader, it can be independent. So what's this machlokes about Dor Dor Shav? El Inyon Tukva Vinichusa Kamrinon. The machlokes is behavior. If the leader of the generation, a leader of the people, is makbid, Rashi says tukva is a kaas or nichuso, is easy to know achlertzos. If he's a kaas and he gets angry, so then the generation is going to be that type of people. But if he's no achlertzos, he's easily appeased, the generation itself will also be more easily appeased. It depends who's going to follow who in character traits. The leader, is it the leader lead the pack, or does the pack lead the leader? Okay, Hajj and Allah, Yishba Erech, we'll pick up tomorrow with the new parak. Everyone have a good day. All right.